This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A U.S. judge has set a March 4th, 2024 trial date for Donald Trump in the federal case in Washington, charging the former president with trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Monday's decision denies the defense request to push the trial back to April 2026, about a year and a half after the 2024 election. The decision also sets the trial later than the January date proposed by special counsel Jack Smith's team. Meeting in Beijing, top U.S. and Chinese commerce officials have expressed support for easier trade through improved communication, but deep differences between the countries remain. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
After a meeting in Beijing, U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo and her Chinese counterpart are expressing desire to boost trade conditions. It comes as Raimondo visits China to improve bilateral relations, and she joins a number of U.S. officials recently going to Beijing to work toward that goal. The talks appear to result in optimism about better communication, with Raimondo saying the two sides are establishing new information exchanges. But there are no progress in announcements on technology, security, human rights, or other disputes, recently plunging U.S.-China relations to their lowest level in decades. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
U.S. President Joe Biden said we can't let hate prevail on Monday in the wake of what authorities describe as a racially motivated killing of three black people in the state of Florida over the weekend.
Silence, I believe, we've all said many times, silence is complicity. We're not going to remain silent. And so we have to act against this hate-fueled violence.
In Florida on Saturday, a 21-year-old white gunman shot and killed three black people at a store. This is VOA News. The leader of Sudan's Rapid Support Forces says his group is ready to resolve the conflict with Sudan's armed forces peacefully, with a settlement that would lead to civilian rule. From Nairobi, Mohammed Yusuf reports.
The RSF's vision to end the more than four-month conflict through a negotiated settlement comes as the leader of the Sovereign Council and Sudan's armed forces, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, visited the coastal city of Port Sudan Sunday, where he met government representatives and the United Nations officials and aid agencies who have set up a humanitarian base. The ongoing conflict has resulted in over 4.6 million people being forced from their homes, and the UN says that 6 million people are on the brink of famine. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Haiti's police chief said on Monday he would launch an operation to recover the bodies of followers of an evangelical minister who led a deadly protest against a heavily armed gang controlling a suburb of the capital. At least seven people were killed when gang members opened fire using machine guns in a northern suburb on Saturday, according to a local rights group, which said the death toll may be as high as 20, though investigations are ongoing and the area is not currently accessible. Terry Goh, the billionaire founder of major Apple supplier Foxconn, announced on Monday a bid to be Taiwan's president in January elections. Reuters correspondent Edward Barn has more.
He said he wanted to unite the opposition and ensure the island did not become the next Ukraine. Goh is the fourth person to throw his hat in the ring, but his poll numbers before his announcement put him well behind the frontrunner, the ruling Democratic Progressive Party's William Lai, who's currently vice president. The 72-year-old stepped down as Foxconn chief in 2019. He made his first presidential bid that year, but dropped out after he failed to win the nomination for Taiwan's main opposition party. Earlier this week, Goh made a second bid to be the KMT's candidate for the presidential election, but was not selected by the party.
Reuters correspondent Edward Barron. Guatemala's top electoral tribunal has declared progressive Bernardo Arvelo the winner of the country's presidential elections, but the prospect of him taking office on January 14th is uncertain after another government body suspended all activities by his Seed Movement party. The move comes after one of the most tumultuous elections in the Central American nation's recent history, which has put the test to Guatemala's democracy. Arvelo and other competitors of the country's elite faced waves of judicial attacks in an attempt to knock them out of the race. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.